Hey everyone, welcome back. You know what we're doing here, right? Another deep dive to help you California entrepreneurs really crush it. And today we're tackling payroll taxes specifically. Because let's be real, no one starts a business to become a tax expert.
You're absolutely right. But understanding the basics of payroll is so important for any business owner. And honestly, it doesn't have to be as overwhelming as it might seem.
Exactly. So let's break it down. We'll keep it clear, simple, and hopefully even a bit fun.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's start with those federal payroll taxes. The ones we all see on our paychecks, Social Security, and Medicare.
Right, the cornerstones of the American social safety net.
Exactly. Now, as an employee, you pay your share. But as an employer in California, you're also chipping in, matching your employees' contributions, bringing the total to 7.65%.
7.65% split evenly between the employer and employee. So that's 6.2% for Social Security and 1.45% for Medicare.
And this money, well, it goes towards things like retirement benefits, disability benefits, and health care costs for millions of Americans.
It's a system designed to support individuals and families throughout different stages of their lives. And as a business owner, you're playing a direct role in making that happen.
Now, here's a little fun fact. Did you know there's a wage cap for Social Security?
You're right. For 2023, it's set at $160,200. So once your employee hits that limit, you stop paying the 6.2% Social Security tax on any earnings above that.
Interesting, right? Makes you think. But for Medicare, there's no such cap.
Nope, none at all. And just to make things a little more, well, interesting, shall we say, high earners, those making over $200,000 a year, face an additional 0.9% Medicare surtax.
That's right. And remember, as the employer, you don't match that extra 0.9%. It's solely on the employee.
But still, it's another detail to keep in mind when you're navigating the world of payroll.
Now, let's move on to those California specifics because, as we all know, California likes to do things its own way.
It certainly does.
In addition to those federal taxes, we've got unemployment insurance, or UI, as the cool kids call it, and workers' compensation. New employers in California usually start with a 3.4% UI rate.
Which, by the way, can fluctuate based on your company's performance and employee turnover rate.
It's like a built-in incentive to create a stable and positive work environment. Less turnover, fewer unemployment claims, lower UI rate, everyone wins.
Exactly. Now, for workers' compensation, it's not optional in California, it's the law. This insurance covers medical expenses and lost wages if an employee gets injured on the job.
And when it comes to workers' compensation, you actually have options.
You can go with a private insurer or opt for the California State Compensation Insurance Fund. It's about finding the right fit for your business needs and your risk profile.
All right, so we've got federal taxes, state taxes, UI, workers' comp. That's a lot to keep track of. And I bet some of you are thinking there's got to be an easier way.
I was just thinking the same thing. And there is.
You know it. This is the 21st century, people. We have automation for everything, including payroll.
Exactly. There are fantastic payroll solutions out there, like Gusto, ADP, Paychex, just to name a few.
These tools can be real lifesavers. They help you calculate those taxes, file everything correctly and on time, and generally just make your life a whole lot easier.
Think of them as your secret weapon against those payroll headaches.
I love that. They take care of the nitty-gritty so you can focus on what really matters growing your business.
Exactly. And let's be honest, wouldn't you rather spend your time coming up with that next big idea than stressing over tax forms?
Absolutely. Now, speaking of things that are specific to California, let's talk about the essential steps you need to take when you're hiring new employees.
So that new hire checklist.
Yes, it can seem a little daunting, but let's break it down. First things first, what's step one?
Step one is getting your federal employer identification number, or EIN.
Your EIN is like your business's social security number. It's essential for all things tax-related.
And you can apply for it online through the IRS website, nice and easy.
Once you've got your EIN, you'll need your California employer payroll tax account number,
which you can get from the California Employment Development Department, or EDD for short.
That's right. And this is how you'll handle all those state-level payroll taxes we talked about earlier.
Now, don't forget about workers' compensation insurance. We touched on this before, but it's absolutely crucial in California.
Got to protect those hardworking employees.
And of course, we have the I-9 form for employee eligibility verification. This is a federal requirement.
It helps ensure that you're hiring people who are legally authorized to work in the U.S.
It's a pretty straightforward process, but it's an important one for staying compliant with those federal regulations.
And speaking of compliance, we can't forget about the California New Hire Reporting Program.
Right. You have 20 days to report every new hire to the EDD.
This helps the state track child support payments and prevent unemployment fraud.
It's a simple step that can have a big impact.
Next up, we have tax withholdings. You'll need a Form W-4 for federal income tax and a DE-4 for California state income tax.
These forms tell you how much to withhold from each employee's paycheck based on their individual circumstances and exemptions.
And last but not least, we've got California's wage and hour laws. These cover everything from minimum wage and overtime pay to those all-important rest and meal breaks.
California is known for its strong employee protections. Making sure you're up to speed on these regulations is absolutely vital for any business owner.
You don't want to get caught on the wrong side of those laws. Trust me.
And it's not just about avoiding penalties. It's about creating a fair and ethical work environment where your employees feel respected and valued.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So there you have it, folks, the basics of payroll taxes and requirements for California small businesses.
But remember, this is just the beginning. There is so much more to explore when it comes to building a strong and sustainable payroll system that supports both your business and your employees. Welcome back. Glad to be continuing this deep dive with you. Picking up where we left off, we were talking about those awesome payroll solutions, you know, Gusto, ADP, and Paychex, all those.
Oh, yeah, those are good ones. But it feels like every day there's a new payroll company popping up. Mm-hmm. How do you even choose? What are the things a small business owner in California should be thinking about when they're looking at all these different platforms?
It's so true. There are a lot of choices out there. I think the key is really understanding your specific needs as a business. You know, think about your size, your industry, the features you absolutely can't live without.
Okay, so like what kind of stuff are we talking about? Give me some specifics.
Sure. Think about things like, do you need integrated HR features? Is mobile accessibility a must-have for you? Do you want a dedicated account manager, or are you comfortable with more of a DIY approach?
Got it. So it's not just about picking the cheapest option or the one with the fanciest name.
Exactly. Just like you wouldn't buy the first car you see on a lot without test driving a few others, you really want to do your research and find the best fit for your business.
Test driving payroll systems now, there's a thought.
Huh. Maybe not literally, but you get the idea. You want to make sure the system you choose can grow with you and really support your business in the long run.
Okay, so we've got the right tools in place.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something I know can be a little bit of a minefield for small business owners here in California, those specific wage and hour laws. We know California likes to go above and beyond when it comes to protecting workers.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the key things we absolutely have to know?
Well, let's start with the minimum wage, because that's usually the first thing people think about. And just a reminder that California's minimum wage is currently higher than the federal minimum wage. And what's even trickier is it can vary depending on the number of employees you have.
So it's not just one number across the board.
Not quite. So you definitely want to make sure you're up to date on the current rates for your specific situation.
Otherwise, you could end up in some hot water with the state.
Exactly. And it's not just about avoiding penalties. It's about being fair to your employees and making sure they're being paid correctly.
Absolutely. Now, along with minimum wage, there are those overtime rules. I've heard a lot of confusion about this. Can you clear things up for us?
Sure. The general rule is that employees are entitled to time and a half pay for any hours worked over 8 in a day or 40 in a week.
But there are exceptions, right?
Right. Like some executive, administrative, and professional employees might be exempt from these overtime rules. It's important to understand the specific criteria for those exemptions to avoid misclassifying employees.
Okay. So we've got minimum wage, overtime pay. What else falls under this umbrella of California wage and hour laws?
Oh, there's more. We can't forget about rest and meal breaks. California law requires employers to provide paid rest breaks and unpaid meal breaks. The specific requirements depend on how long their workday is.
Yeah, I've heard that California is pretty strict about those breaks.
They are, and for good reason. It's all about making sure employees have time to recharge and aren't being overworked.
Makes sense. It's about taking care of your people.
Exactly. And another point to remember, California is an at-will employment state.
Okay, remind me what that means.
It basically means that both you as the employer and your employees can end the employment relationship at any time. You don't need a specific reason.
So it's about flexibility on both sides.
Exactly. But it also emphasizes the importance of having clear policies and communication in place to make sure things are handled fairly and legally.
Okay, so we've tackled the essentials of those wage and hour laws. But let's go beyond the legal stuff and talk about those employee benefits, because honestly, in today's competitive job market, benefits can really make or break your ability to attract and retain top talent.
You are so right. It's not just about the paycheck anymore. Employees want to feel valued and supported.
So what are some of those must-have benefits that California employers should be thinking about offering?
Well, health insurance is a big one. California has its own health insurance marketplace, Covered California. There are a lot of options available for employers.
And I know California also has specific requirements for paid sick leave.
Right. California's paid sick leave law requires employers to provide a certain amount of paid sick leave to their employees. It can be used for their own illness or to care for a family member.
It's all about work-life balance and showing your employees that you care about their well-being.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, offering these benefits is a real investment in your employees. It can lead to increased productivity, lower turnover, and a much stronger company culture overall.
So we're not just checking boxes. We're actually creating a better workplace for everyone.
Exactly. And that's what makes this conversation so important. We're not just talking about payroll as a chore. We're talking about it as a strategic tool that can really help your business thrive.
I love that shift in perspective. It's about seeing payroll as an opportunity, not just a burden.
And that's what we'll continue to explore in part three. We'll wrap things up with some final insights and strategies to really elevate your payroll game here in the Golden State.
All right, we're back and ready to wrap up this epic payroll journey. We've covered a lot of ground already, federal taxes, state taxes, all those California specifics. But I'm sensing there's still one piece of the puzzle missing. What's the secret sauce that really takes payroll from a necessary evil to something that actually helps your business grow?
I think you're right. It's about shifting your mindset. It's about moving beyond the idea that payroll is just a cost of doing business and seeing it as an investment.
An investment. In what?
In your people. Your employees are your most valuable asset. And a well-managed payroll system is a key part of taking care of them.
Okay, I like where this is going. Tell me more.
Think about it. It's more than just making sure everyone gets paid on time, although that's obviously important too. But it's also about creating a company culture where your employees feel valued and respected and financially secure.
So it's not just about the numbers. It's about the people behind those numbers.
Absolutely. And when your employees feel good about coming to work, when they feel like they're part of a team, that translates into increased productivity, lower turnover, and a stronger company culture overall.
Now, that's what I call a win-win.
And here's another thought. Think about payroll as a recruiting tool.
A recruiting tool? How so?
In today's competitive job market, offering a comprehensive and well-managed payroll system can really set you apart. Potential employees are looking for more than just a decent salary. They want to know that they'll be taken care of.
So it's about sending a message.
Exactly. A message that says, we value our employees, we invest in them, we're a company you can trust.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's about building a reputation as an employer who does things right.
And that can pay off in so many ways. You attract better talent, you keep your employees happy, and ultimately it contributes to the long-term success of your business.
You know, I'm starting to see payroll in a whole new light.
I'm glad to hear that. And remember, it's not just about setting things up and then forgetting about them. Payroll is an ongoing process that requires attention and care.
It's like a garden. You have to tend to it regularly if you want it to flourish.
Exactly. Staying informed, adapting to changes in laws and regulations, seeking expert advice when you need it, all of that is part of building a solid and sustainable payroll system.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. We've gone from the basics to the big picture. And I think the key takeaway for me is that payroll is so much more than just a bunch of forms and deadlines. It's a vital part of building a successful and thriving business.
I couldn't agree more.
So to all you amazing entrepreneurs out there listening, remember, you don't have to be a payroll expert to get this right. With the right tools and the right mindset, you can create a payroll system that works for you and your employees. And that's what it's all about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.